It is time for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. As Joe has been mentioning all morning long, we have past editions uploaded as podcasts on our website at kozt.com. There's a link that right there on our homepage. You can get caught up if you'd like. And with that, we'll turn it over to Joe at the Coast News Desk.
All right. And with William Lee today, Will is the Director of Medical Staff Services at Mendocino Coast District Hospital. Today, his guest is Hospital Chief of Medical Staff, Dr. William Miller. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. This is Dr. Miller, and thank you again for sponsoring this very important briefing every morning. Last week when we spoke, I gave you an update on testing, and I wanted to give you some more information about that. We remain with a strong desire to roll out testing for the community as soon as we can, and last week we were hoping that we would be able to start testing people for COVID. However, there have been a number of challenges at the testing center. As you may recall, that is being done down at UCSF in something that they're calling their Zuckerman BioHub, and they are desiring to be able to offer broad testing throughout Northern California. The response has been so positive, or so good, I should say, not positive, but so strong, that they have been quickly overwhelmed by the number of tests that they are receiving to process. So unfortunately, our allotment of that test has been put on hold for the indefinite future. And so we're disappointed, of course, to hear that. However, we are going to start doing internal testing within the hospital. We do have the ability to test some of our own staff, and in particular our emergency room staff, our ambulance crews, and those kinds of folks that are at a higher risk of being exposed. So we are doing still doing that kind of testing. Another thing that's come up recently are people who are in the community who have surgeries that are being scheduled outside of the community and who perhaps need to have a COVID test that's being requested by the surgeon or the facility that's going to be doing their surgery. And so we are looking at how to start providing that for people. I think that it's really important for everybody to understand that we continue to have severe constraints on the availability of testing and also on personal protective equipment. I know that we may have reassurances from various people in high government positions that the United States has enough equipment and enough testing material. However, I think that it remains a different story when you're actually in the hospital on the front line. Most hospitals in the United States still are struggling with not having enough equipment, not having enough testing material. And so that is just a reality that we're struggling with. However, I would remind everyone, again, as I did last week, that we're really only into this whole thing by a few months, and it is really quite remarkable what we have been able to accomplish. In those few months, as a nation, we have been able to develop a number of tests, and if you think about, for example, the HIV/AIDS epidemic, you know, it took about 4 years before we had a test. Here we are only a few months into it, and we have several. In some ways, we're really doing very well, and I know everyone's really frustrated because they want to get this shelter-in-place thing rolled back as soon as possible, and that one of the keys to that is testing. But it is moving forward. So anyway, that's my update for you. I'll be putting together a more detailed report in the Miller Report that will come out today.
All right, great. Thank you, Doctor.
Hi, this is Will.
Yes, Will.
Thank you so much again.
Oh, sure.
I just want to report from the city that we're eagerly anticipating the revised order from the county that will be discussed by the Board of Supervisors today, and that the governor has announced easing of the statewide order by Friday. So our hope is that we will be able to provide local businesses some relief and some more business activity. As Dr. Miller mentioned, We want to relax some of the shelter in place, especially for our businesses, so that they can survive. And so we're working with the county health officer to make sure that when we ease these restrictions, that we do it deliberately and cautiously. So that's exciting news in a lot of ways that we might be able to relax by Friday some business activity in Fort Bragg.
Will, if that were to happen, can the city manager just issue an executive order, or does there have to be a special meeting of the council?
I think the city council would definitely want to meet, and we can call a meeting within 24 hours. And
sure.
So the council will give direction to the city manager as discussed at a meeting, and we hope that that might be this week. So we will report to you next week, Monday, what comes of that. You'll probably get a press release before then.
All right, good. I'll keep in touch with Tabitha Miller. Yes, yes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. You've been listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.